This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Maria Howell, M-A-R-I-A, middle initial M-H-O-W-E-L-L. Date of birth 12-21-1941. Date of appointment 1-18-2024. Requesting physician Joseph Carroza, J-O-S-E-P-S-C-A. C-A-R-O-Z-Z-A. Dear Dr. Carroza, I have the pleasure of seeing Maria Howell today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having dizziness and vertigo on and off for the last 13 years. She fell down on 10-20-2023 and she was bleeding from the skull. She gets the headache when she moves the head in a certain way and gets dizzy also. It is difficult for her to get up and down. She is having neck pain, pain in the hands, stiffness in the hand, hands aches and numb. She is having backache, feet are numb, legs aches and weak. After a fall, she gets a headache 3 to 4 times per week. Top of the head, dull, throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia. She has a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, by MRI and spinal tap. Dr. Lynch did not start any medication. She presently walking with the help of the walker. She has a motor vehicle accident and seizure when she was 5 years old. She took anti-epileptic medication from age 5 to 13. She had a 2 C-spine surgery by Dr. Popper, P-O-P-P-E-R. She has an imbalance of the gait for the last 9 years. Past medical history, vertigo, degenerative joint disease, osteoporosis, pernicious anemia, spinal stenosis in C-spine, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, pre-diabetic, recurrent UTI, low back pain, multiple sclerosis, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, 2 C-spine surgery, allergy. Penicillin, sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, medication, albuterol, alendronate, ascorbic acid, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, cholecalciferol, cipro, cyanocobalamin, fluticasone, meclizine, multivitamin, social history, stopped smoking 45 years ago, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, married, live with the husband, have 5 children, family history, mother deceased with cancer and heart issue, father deceased, cancer of the lung and heart issue, 2 sister, 2 brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, vertigo, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, joint stiffness, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure, 180 over 95 heart rate, 72 respiratory rate, 16 lungs clear, 2 auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but ankle edema present, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5 in the upper extremity, lower extremity 4/5, deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 1/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in both feet, gait, ataxic, walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of close head injury. Number two, post-concussion syndrome, number 3, migraine, number 4, multiple sclerosis, number 5, essential tremor, number 6, peripheral neuropathy, number 7, gait ataxia, number 8, back pain, joint stiffness, number 9, memory loss. Next paragraph. Her most of the present symptom like headache and dizziness are due to the post-concussion syndrome. MRI of the C-spine findings will be addressed by the neurosurgery. For multiple sclerosis, she is not a candidate for any medication and she is stable without any medication. Her difficulty in walking is due to peripheral sensory neuropathy. She might need medication for headache and migraine. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.